Thanks for tuning in to this class. It's the second class on the Book of Ruth. And you just have to appreciate Naomi's honesty in expressing the depth of the pain and the discouragement that she feels because of the suffering that she has been going through. And we see that in Ruth chapter 1, where when she returns back to Bethlehem, after losing her husband, losing her two sons, was ready to leave her daughter-in-laws in Moab, and she was determined to leave them there. They had no future in her mind. They had no hope. Her life was bleak. She felt her life was over with. In fact, she considered herself dead, but Ruth was absolutely determined to stay with her. And overcame her mother-in-law's unwillingness for Ruth to accompany her. And so on the verge of chapter 2 beginning, at the end of chapter 1, Naomi and Ruth return to Bethlehem. And it's interesting that as hopeless as Naomi felt, she goes back to Bethlehem, and the name Bethlehem means breadbasket. And she goes back at the beginning of the barley harvest, that the famine had ended, and that we already are seeing glimmers of hope and of reasons for faith to be rekindled. But she makes an honest confession at the end of chapter 1, when the whole town is abuzz, that Naomi is back. And Ruth, this Moabite woman, a different person, is with her. And Naomi says to the people, "Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" What words of despair. And yet, what words really of hope, even though it doesn't seem that way? Even though it appears as though Naomi would have been very willing for her life to have ended, to have given up the faith, yet she still believed. She still had glimmers of faith. She believed that God was sovereign. And her suffering brought out that truth in a powerful way to her. She believed that God was suffering. She also believed that God had brought all this into her life, that God was the one who afflicted her, that the Lord was the one who had taken her husband and taken her two sons, and that the Lord had brought these terrible circumstances into her life. And she is even honest in saying that the Lord has testified against me, has dealt very bitterly with me. And I'm sure just by that expression, that she really had to deal with the bitterness in her heart, that spiritually she was in a really, really dark place. And yet, God was at work in all this, and she really couldn't see how the Lord was working and what God was doing in her life. And isn't that so often the case for us? We think we've come up against a particular circumstance. Some horrible things have happened to us. It's been a terrible year here in our country dealing with this pandemic. It's not been easy. Many, many struggles we all have, one form or another. And we can honestly identify with Naomi and what she says. And hopefully we can also identify and say, yep, God is sovereign. This is painful. It's terrible. I feel bitter in my heart. I don't understand what God is doing, but yet God has brought these things into my life. And that is why one of the themes of the book of Ruth is the theme of the providence of God. That the providence of God is that God governs all his creatures and all of their actions. Just as Ephesians 1 verse 11 says that God is working all things out according to the counsel of his will. And so wherever you may find yourself at today, whatever you're going through, God has brought that into your life. God has a plan, and God is working out that plan in your life and in my life. And it is a plan that is actually good. God is going to bring good out of the very worst things that happen to us. And so we begin to see that here in Ruth at the very end of chapter 1, and where it says that they returned from the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem, the breadbasket at the beginning of barley harvest. And then chapter 2 begins. And so in chapter 2, we are able to begin to see the plan that God has, and that God is going to change this dire situation of death that Naomi felt into a situation of life and hope. And so one of the things we see in verse 1 is who Boaz is. And it says, now Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a worthy man of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. One commentary I read said that Boaz's name comes at the end of the sentence to build suspense. And so Boaz is introduced to the reader, to us, and we begin to see what God is going to do through this man. We learn some things about Boaz. We were told that he was a relative. Later on in the chapter, we learn a little bit more about that. We learn that he is a man of standing. Notice at verse 1 that he is a worthy man. That means he's a man with character, of integrity. He's a man who's fair. He is a man who is a man of strength. He's a godly man, we see in this chapter. He's a just man. I thought of Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. We see him showing such mercy and justice in these verses. And he expresses that to Ruth in particular. But you notice, for example, in verse 4, it says, and behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered, the Lord bless you. Just there in that confession, you see the spiritual character of Boaz, that he was a godly man, and that he was a man who believed in Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God, that God is the God of Exodus chapter 3, I am that I am, and that he knows that God is a faithful God, a God of grace. And so that is testified by him as well as those who worked under him. And he acknowledges that they're dependent upon the Lord, that they need God to provide for them. Also, we see in verse 5 that Boaz notices Ruth, this woman that just really didn't fit in. She was a Moabite. She was a different ethnicity than everyone else was there. You know, the Bible tells us that we are of one race, and that there are different ethnicities. And so Ruth, as a Moabite, was from a different ethnic people. And he notices that, and he asks the young man who is in charge of the reapers, whose young woman is this? And the servant who is in charge of the reapers answered, she is a young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab. She said, please let me glean and gather among the sheaves after the reapers. So she came and has continued from early morning until now, except for a short rest. And so there, Boaz, we see his mercy, that not only did he leave the edges of his fields for the poor, which was in keeping with Leviticus 19, verses 9 through 10, 23, verse 22, and Deuteronomy 24, verse 9, where God established in his law one of the ways for the poor and those that are widowed and the orphan to be taken care of, for people that had land, that had farms, to leave the edges of their fields still with food that the poor could come and take from. And so she had asked that permission, and so she was there working. And so he notices that about her. And we show the compassion that he has for Ruth, and provides protection for her and care for her, and not only provides the security that she needed, as evident was a need because of the days in which they live, but also he invites her to be with his workers, and also he feeds her, as we see that he invites her to have lunch with her. So there are many aspects of Boaz where we see that he was a man of real integrity and of godliness. And then Ruth, we also learned some things about Ruth. As I said, she was a Moabite, and she admitted that she was a foreigner. She also was a very godly woman, as we saw from chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, that she believed in the God of Naomi, and she pledged herself to her mother-in-law. She was a person who was very loyal and spiritual and faithful. She was incredibly industrious, a very hard worker, as verse 6 showed. Also, as the chapter ends, we see that she brought forth that God had given her a great harvest of food. In fact, the problem that she now had because of the abundance that she was able to glean and beat out was getting it back to her house, to where she lived. So we know she was a very diligent and hard worker. But she also was a person who already had a testimony of trusting in the Lord. It's interesting what Boaz says about her when they have a conversation. Boaz says in verse 12, "The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward be given you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." So it's very clear that Ruth had an upstanding character and was a godly person, and that the Lord had blessed her life. But did the Lord bless her life because of her works? Did the Lord bless her life because she had pledged herself to her mother-in-law? Or did the Lord bless her life because she relied upon the God of grace? And it's the latter. Because you notice at the end of verse 12, he says of her that whose wings you have come to take refuge. Ruth knew who she was. She knew what her status was. She knew her standing. She knew that she had nothing. What she did know is that she had the God of Naomi, that she had the covenant keeping God, and she took refuge in that God. She relied on the grace of that God, and she took refuge in that God, and that God is the one who blessed her and who favored her. And the favor of God was all through her life, and that made her attractive to Boaz, as we will see in chapter 3. So those are some things that we see about Ruth. Okay, so what was God doing here? Well, it's interesting. Two things in this chapter about what God is doing. Verse 3 of chapter 2, look at what it says. She set out and went and gleaned in the field of the reapers, okay? And then the next phrase, and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the clan of Elimelech. And those two words, and just so happened, she just happened to go to that particular field, and it happened to be the field of Boaz, this godly man who took notice of Ruth. And that verse right there is one of the reasons why the book of Ruth is seen as a book that teaches the providence of God, that God is governing all his creatures and all of their actions. And so God, by his providence, was working in and through Naomi's life, was working in Ruth's life, was now working in Boaz's life. And God, using these people, these weak, frail people, and using the horrible events that took place in Naomi's life that brought her to a place where she said, "The Lord has dealt bitterly with me." We see again the tender, gentle way that the Lord is working out his perfect plan and purpose. And so it just so happens that Ruth meets Boaz, and then as Ruth experiences such blessing and favor of Boaz, she comes back to Naomi, and she tells her what happened that day. And so notice what she says to her mother-in-law, verse 19, and her mother-in-law said to her, "Where did you glean today? And where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed of the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers." And so there's a shift that takes place. Now, keep in mind that back in chapter 1, verse 8, we read these words from Naomi, where it says, "But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, 'Go return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me.'" And just that word, "the dead," expresses where Naomi was. And so there was a sense of death that she felt in her soul. But now, in chapter 2, because of Boaz, you look at how she responds at the end of verse 20, when she says, "May he be blessed of the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers." Well, it's interesting. The word redeem or redeemer or redemption is used 23 times in the book of Ruth. And so there we now begin to see the plan that God is beginning to unfold, that God is now revealing the salvation, the redeemer that would redeem Naomi and Ruth from this terrible situation that they are in, that Boaz comes as a redeemer, as a type of Christ. He's pointing forward to that one that would be born in Bethlehem, the breadbasket of salvation, and that one from Bethlehem would come forth and he would save a people for himself. And this little book of Ruth, this little story that is set in the context of such pain and misery and death, becomes a story of tremendous redemption and salvation. And so there we have that introduction of who Boaz is, and that Boaz would be a redeemer, and that is further developed into chapter 3. And then in chapter 4, verses 14 through 15, it says, then, and that's after Boaz takes Ruth as his wife, and they have a child. And it says in verse 14, "Then the women said to Naomi, 'Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has given birth to him.' Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. And the women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, 'A son has been born to Naomi.' They named him Obed, for he is the father of Jesse, the father of David." And so there we see the plan of God coming out of a situation of death, of hopelessness, of great despair, of bitterness of soul, of a change of name to describe the hopelessness that Naomi felt. And yet all the while, in the midst of all that she was experiencing, God had not given up on her, even though she gave up on any future that she would have for herself. Though she trusted, believed that God was sovereign, though she knew that God had afflicted her, yet she didn't believe that God would work good out of the suffering that she had gone through. In Luke chapter 3, verse 31, in the genealogy of Christ, Luke goes backwards and he says, "The son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz." And so there he tells us that Boaz bore Jesse, who bore David, the king of Israel. And then Matthew 1 verse 5, "Boaz, the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of David, the king." And from this line, from Ruth, the daughter-in-law of Naomi, would be born Obed, who would be in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ruth's name is even mentioned there in Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. And so what can we learn? Well, we learn a couple of things First of all, that God is working in and through our most darkest, most painful, and most devastating events in our lives. You need to know that. Need to be reminded of that truth. The very worst things that you may be going through right now or may go through, God somehow is able to bring redemption out of that. And all of us can look back at events in our lives and we can say, yes, that's true. God worked good out of terrible situations in my past. Another thing is that we need to be cautious in thinking that our situation is hopeless. Maybe right now you feel things are pretty hopeless where you're at. You need to be careful. You don't want to slip into the kind of mindset that Naomi slipped into. It's easy to do that. It's easy to be unbelieving and think, I have no hope in this situation. But the story of Ruth is here to remind us that we have hope and we need to warn ourselves against thinking that darkness is our closest friend. Also, we need to look for the good that God is doing in the midst of the greatest hardships that we face and remind ourselves that it's never going to turn out the way that we think. Because we think the bottom's going to fall out, that this is it. Finally, it's come. I have no hope, no future. And so we need to stop ourselves. We need to look at what God is doing. Who has God put in your life to encourage you? God put a Ruth in Naomi's life. God led Naomi and Ruth back to Bethlehem, the breadbasket, a place of salvation. God was restoring the years that the locusts had eaten. He was giving a harvest in the land. Even though spiritually it was a time when every man was doing right in his own eyes and the culture was degrading itself spiritually, yet God had planned for a Savior to still come. And then we also always need to live in obedience to God. You know, one of the marks of Ruth is she was just faithful. She was faithful to God. The chapter begins with her wanting to go and earn some money and help out their situation. And the chapter ends with her just being faithful, going out into the harvest each day and bringing back food and getting food to take care of her and her mother. And so the chapter really shows how obedient Ruth was and how full of good works were found in Ruth's life because she walked by faith and she trusts in the Lord. We need to consider that obedience is a mark and is part of living the Christian life. And we need to take refuge in the Lord just as Ruth took refuge in the Lord. And we just need to be faithful to God. Just take one step at a time. That's all that Ruth did. You know, the chapter begins with her just wanting to go to work and go into the threshing floor and bring in a harvest. And that's all she intended to do. And look at how God blessed her simple life of faith, of just being faithful to the Lord and just being devoted to her family and doing a hard day's work day in and day out and just seeking to be a faithful woman who walk with God and just how God blessed her simple faithfulness to the Lord. So be encouraged. It may be a dark time where you're at right now in your life. You may be going through some difficult times. No doubt this past year, the past 15 months have been very challenging for all of us going through COVID. But here, look at how that's changing and how things are getting better. And so we can truly hold on to Romans 8:28 that God is working all things for good for those who love him and for those who are called according to his purpose. Thanks for tuning in today. And let me just close us in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful story of Ruth. And Father, we thank you that you are a faithful God. Help us to walk humbly with you. Lord, help us to live in obedience to you each day, taking refuge in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Lord, work good out of the trials that we find ourselves in. In Jesus' name, amen.